This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The best-known saxophonist to emerge from James Brown's horn section is Maceo Parker. Parker has also played with George Clinton, Bootsy Collins, and the JB All-Stars. When I spoke with Maceo Parker in 1989, we played his solo from James Brown's recording, I Got the Feeling.
Baby, 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 I'm on a...
What did James Brown tell you that he expected from you on stage in the way, you know, how you dressed, what kind of movements you did?
Well, I had been to a couple of shows. In fact, James Brown and his group was one of the people who I admired, you know, at that time. And I could tell that he was a little bit strict on dress and mood of character and all this kind of thing. And if you can notice and kind of, you know, kind of jot down things about a group when you visit a group, you kind of sort of know and learn what they expect without, you know, the person actually telling you that. But once I got hired or we got hired, you know, you got to be on time. You got to have your uniforms and stuff got to be intact. You got to have the bow tie. You can't come up without the bow tie. You can't come up without the cummerbund. Your shoes got to be... your patent leather shoes we wearing at the time. Got to be greased. You know, you just got to have this stuff. This is what I expect, and that was okay.
Did you get to if you left the band, did you get to keep the costume?
No. He bought the costumes. He bought the shoes. And for some reason, if you decide to leave the group, please leave. Please leave my uniforms with somebody.
When James Brown started playing funk, he started putting the accent on the first beat. When did he start telling you about the one in his music and putting the emphasis on the one?
He always liked to have a heavy one. That's what he felt. That was his style. Gonna have a funky good time. That's where the one is, like right there.
Was it hard for you to pick up on that, or did it seem natural?
It was hard when I had to solo, in that I'm used to hearing the accented beat being on two. Like if I would have done it, it would be gonna have a funky good time, 2 and 3 and 4. That's not normally how everybody was recording, and you could hear easily. I think their ear is easy to hear 2 and 4, and that's where you clap. That's where the backbeat is normally.
Right.
You know, ting to that, like that, 2 and 4. But this was one. It was, and at first, like I said, at first it was a little awkward. But you know, we became used to it.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Been so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel alright.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah! Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have a funk good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred.
Is it hard work working for the hardest working man in show business?
It was hard, but it was rewarding and it was fun, because you know you're working with somebody who has this title, hardest working man in show business. That means you gotta do your part. You gotta keep up, and you never want him to say, "Hey, man, you know, if I can do 10, 15 splits a night, you know, at least you guys can do play the little vamp or whatever it is, you know, for 45 minutes."
Maceo Parker recorded in 1989.